planning for the weekend on Saturday? How are you? It is Trina Mari here, and Fiona Staunton is on the line because she has got an online cookery course which could help menopausal or perimenopausal women. And I know, Fiona, in the last census in 2016, there were 571,000 women in Ireland in that 45 to 65 year age bracket, which we could kind of call the menopausal cohort, I guess. So there are a lot of people, and a lot of women, I should say, a lot of women out there who are struggling with this.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, and really, you can start thinking about preparing for menopause from about 35 plus, you know, and people just aren't aware. They think it's, oh, when I'm something that happens when I'm in my 50s, but really it can be a year to 10 years beforehand for the perimenopause that we really need to be looking after ourselves and nourishing ourselves.
Yeah, it's very important, the good diet. So you were fast tracked into menopause very early as well, weren't you?
That's right. Yeah. Unfortunately, I was diagnosed with breast cancer during lockdown at age 45. And part of that treatment would be to put in an instant menopause. So not only are my ovaries shut down and I'm in menopause, but I actually have to take medication to block estrogen from any other gland in the body. So I have, ideally, I will live without any estrogen whatsoever. So it's, lots of different symptoms that you just learn to deal with, I suppose.
Yeah, and that came out of the blue for you. You'd no idea, because, I mean, I guess we start to get a little bit prepared in our 40s, but when it happens like that, pretty much overnight for you, it must be quite the shock.
Yeah, it was. And I think, Trina, as well, a lot of people, you hear them say when they're in menopause, actually, I probably was in perimenopause back then and I didn't realise it. And so it's the same for me. So menopause is actually only one day. It's the anniversary of a year when you haven't had a period. Perimenopause is then the year to possibly 10 years beforehand. And even for myself, once it was, you know, straight away off a cliff with the treatment, I would look back in certain things and I kind of say, oh, maybe, you know, those night sweats or maybe being a bit anxious about things, maybe they were all signs of perimenopause and I just wasn't educated or aware to spot them at the time.
We've done a lot on the show actually of late about this, so I feel like I know all the symptoms from talking to women. You know, the brain fog, the fatigue, the irritability with the family, all kinds of the overwhelm, all kinds of things. So how are you now health-wise? I mean, the breast cancer, you've gotten treatment?
Yeah, so I'm all pretty good now, thank you. Almost back to myself and my new self, I suppose. So I'm in good health at the moment, thank you.
Good, delighted to hear. So the diet is something that we can control. There's a lot of things that we can't control when it comes to this, but the diet is certainly one of them. So this is why you've put together this course, and I've seen it there. It's a 6-week course, and each week you deal with something else. So you have like brain health, you have inflammation and joint stiffness, foods to improve your mood. Talk us through what kind of dishes you'll be making on this course.
So it's dishes that basically the whole family can have, but I would have particular focus on some ingredients that will be really help in midlife. So if we were to take, for example, the section on brain, we'd be looking at a lot of omega-3s. So we'd be looking at nuts and seeds and good, healthy fats. And we'd also be looking at whole grains, things like oats, so recipes like overnight oats, banana and blueberry pancakes, quinoa salad, crunchy granola, berries. We'd be looking at things like chia berry compote or kefir ice cream or smoothies. Kefir is really good for your gut health. So you make it from organic whole fat milk and it kind of ferments these grains. You strain it off and you get a lovely thick yogurt-like consistency afterwards. Water would be a really good one in the brain health, making sure you have lots of water throughout the day and ideally at the beginning of the day. Then you need herbs like rosemary and basil. So again, they go into quinoa salad, pesto, watermelon and mint salad, or edamame pea and mint and feta salad. And then the omega-3s that I mentioned. So you'd have your mackerel, your sardines. I also have flax seeds where I put them into flaxseed bread, kale salad, quinoa salad. I'm working with lots of different greens like cavolo nero, which is an Italian kale, broccoli two ways, Brussels sprouts, chickpeas and spinach. So loads of different recipes like that, just trying to integrate lots of different foods into really tasty meals that you can have throughout the day.
Yeah, we have sprouts there, but we kind of don't know what to do with them. How to incorporate these into your everyday diet instead of just once in a blue moon, or better get some greens into me today.
Exactly, and also how to make it easy in the kitchen. So You don't want to be tied to the kitchen or spend a huge amount of time there. You just want something that's quick and easy and flavorsome, or minimal effort. You know, you can put it on and it'll be ready a little while later. That's the type of thing that we're looking at.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Because we're all very time poor as well. And do you find that women are noticing a big difference then when they do look at the diet when it comes to their menopausal symptoms?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really empowering women to make small changes, because so many things can be overwhelming. So the way I do it with the course over 6 weeks is that you're drip fed information. There isn't an overwhelm, and there's a little challenge each week. It might be to make one particular dish or to include more of a particular ingredient in their diet. So it's not about changing up the whole family's routine. It's about adding small nutritional things each time and knowing that those things are going to nourish them from the inside.
You don't have to do it live. You can actually watch the recorded version too.
Exactly. Since lockdown, I've been able to do my cookery demos virtual, which is great, has its benefits. It means I can reach a lot more people. But also, I understand that people are busy. So I run them at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday evening for the 6 weeks. But you have the recording. By the next morning, you have the recording and you can watch that back for the whole next week at whatever stage might suit you. So don't worry if you can't make it live. You can email in questions. I will respond with emails and I will also address them on the live session. So it's to try and meet everyone's needs and make it as accessible as possible.
Fantastic. Well, the website there, if you want to have a look, fionasfoodforlife.ie, and you're kicking that off April. Give me the date. It's gone out of my head. What is the date again?
April the 27th at 8 p.m. It's Wednesday evening.
Okay, fantastic. So fionasfoodforlife.ie. Fiona Staunton, thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks a million, Fiona. Thank you.
Talk to you. Bye-bye. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.